You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing.
Good morning. All I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee. All Marine Radio, hitting it again. Before we quit it in 3 hours. Good Wednesday morning to you, hump day. You know, the more I watch it, the more I believe that the world is, like, legitimately losing its fucking mind. Down really is up. Maybe I should be convinced. So on that cheery note, good morning to you. Mike McMarin for Wednesday edition of the aforementioned All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Remember, I'm soliciting nominees to stand up all Navy radio. And if you know anybody from the Air Force or the Army that you would think would make a good host, moderator, I would... I'd love to, you know, fire me their name. Because after about 16 months, we've kind of worked out the bugs, or at least the majority of them, and can put on something moderately entertaining for a few hours. And so are now ready to stand up the rest of it. So anyway, if you know somebody, let me know. mac.allmarineradio@gmail.com. So yesterday I'm watching. You're gonna hear some of it today. But I'm watching the Senate Armed Service Committee hearings on the incidents, the collisions at sea, right? And you'll hear some of that. It takes about exactly 2 hours into the hearing. Well, 2 hours into the video. Hearing starts at 22 minutes into the video. If you want to watch the whole thing, I'll post the link, and so you can check it out. You can search Senate Armed Service Committee, go to their website, go to hearings, and you'll see yesterday's hearing. If you have 2.5 hours to devote to it. I watched the whole thing yesterday, and I was a little disappointed that somebody didn't get pissed until late. John McCain gets pissed, and you can tell he doesn't hide when he's pissed very well, which is something I like. I think people should get pissed. And I think people should, like, under those circumstances, yell. Gets old, you know, we're going to do a new study and blah, 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 blah. I don't fucking want to hear that, man. Give me some idea what the fuck happened 4 different times. And how does it happen a 4th time after it happens a 2nd time? How does it happen a 3rd time after it happens a 2nd time? You know, anyway. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's like being part of an Italian family. I'm not Italian. I wish I was, though, because I like that. So anyway, this thing keeps getting said. Is it true that we have people working 100-hour work weeks? That's what we're hearing. Like, okay, 100 hours. So do the math on that, all right? First of all, what percentage of the crew is working 100 hours a week? Okay? And what does that entail when you tell me you're working 100 hours a week? Because in my experience in three different deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. Okay, so let me do the math on this, all right? So 100 hours a week divided by 7 days a week, not by five. Remember, there's no weekends when you're deploying, except when you're on Libo. And these ships pull in for port calls, what, every few weeks, once a month, something like that. So you might be deployed, so you might be on that ship, but you're not at sea for, they don't go to sea for 7 months. Yeah, so now that I pull the curtain back on, okay, so 100 divided by 7 days that we're at sea, 14 hours a day. Okay, there's 24 hours there's 24 hours in a day. That gives me 10 hours to myself. So my experience was 14-hour days were standard when you were deployed, that you worked. Okay? And there was an element of discipline in there because, you know, you tried to get to sleep for 6 or 7 hours a night, because if you do that on a sustained basis, you know how to do it if you're a professional. Okay? If you're not a professional, somebody has to externally impose that because you see them come to work and they're asleep. They're falling asleep and you're watching them working and they're dragging ass. So you ask them, hey, what do you do when you get off work? I go back to my hooch. What do you do though? Well, I go on the internet and talk to my girl and I don't know, sometimes I play video games. How much sleep are you getting a night? I don't know, 4 hours. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. But that's a function of leadership. And so I started thinking about that. 100 hours a week, I mean, oh my God, like who does that? That's 2.5 times what a human does it here in CONUS, right? And you know the 40-hour work week that they work, those jackasses, if they squeeze 25 hours into the 40, that's good. Right? Everybody's on their computer, surfing the internet, right? They're all on Match.com or whatever, Tinder, you know, trying to find the next one, trying to upgrade, all that shit that everybody does. So I started thinking about that. I said, let's not get our panties in a bunch about this. First of all, quantify it for me. What percentage of the crew is working those hours? Okay. And so then in the 10 hours they have, which I would tell you that when they say, they're working 14 hours, that includes eating. That includes probably working out. If they work out, that's all part of the workday. Okay, and if it's not, you got 2 hours that you can go eat and you can go work out, and then you could still get 8 hours of sleep if you go to sleep. Yeah, 100 hours when you're deployed a week. Okay, let's talk about people that are working 15 or 16 hours a week. All right, so 16 times 7 equals 112 hours a week. I would tell you that the majority of the people I know worked about that. They were up at about 5 in the morning. They showered. If they hadn't showered the night before, they showered and shaved and grabbed something to eat, and they went into work. If you had a microwave at work, you grabbed some oatmeal, maybe a piece of fruit, and you walked in and you ate at your wherever you worked. And that's how your day started. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that was the middle of the work day, and you're 12 hours into it. 2000 at night, all right, 3 hours later, okay, that's, you're getting towards the end, you gotta shut it down. 2100 at night, it's time to close up shop. Maybe bullshit with somebody and then go to bed. So how many 5 to 5 is 12. 5 to 22 is 17 to 20. That's another 5. That's 17 hours a day. Okay, so I would tell you that that would be, and do that 7 days a week. That's 119 hours. Okay, and then when some shit goes crazy, you're doing more than that. So cry me a fucking river with 100 hours a fucking week, and then tell me that you can't go up and you can't do your job. So, anyway, we'll talk about that later. I also want to talk, Phil Smith's going to join us today. Instead of Mike, it's Wednesday. So, Phil Smith, I want to talk to... I saw a Brookings study that said an increasing number of young people in this country believe that it's acceptable to prohibit somebody's right of free speech if you don't like what they're saying. Believe that that's okay. So I thought of Phil Smith because he talked about education and the liberal education kids get. And now I think a lot of kids that have gone through that system, since I think it's become, because we would all say, no, the First Amendment, you have the right to say what you want to say. That's not what they say now. In increasing numbers, that's not what they say. And we see it manifested on TV, right? So we'll talk to Phil about that. At the bottom of the hour, here in about 18 minutes, Bob Nielsen's going to join us. And we're going to talk about the third installment of the Vietnam series, which to me is last night was extremely interesting. If you're not watching it, watch it. All right, and just a word to the wise, because really the interesting story that you see for the first time that I can recall is interviews with North Vietnamese and Viet Cong, and what it was like to fight Americans. You know, our problem was we couldn't find them. We couldn't find them. Their problem that they found out very quickly in last night, in particular, it showed the fighting in the Idrang Valley. And, again, about 400 to 500 first cab guys go in there looking for bad guys, right? There's 3,000 of them waiting. Ironically, it's I want to say it's the 1st Battalion of the 7th Cavalry Regiment, Custer's, right? Those were similar numbers, although his were smaller, that Custer ran into in the Battle of the Little Bighorn. But anyway, Custer didn't have fixed wing and rotary wing air support and artillery out the ass that day. If he had, it might have been a different story. But 1st Battalion of the 7th Cav did. But they immediately, when they get in there, they're essentially surrounded, and then they fight their ass off. One of the craziest parts of it, and it's, again, it's a lesson of the God who governs the flight of metal. In two instances where units get surrounded, Joe Galloway, the reporter, hitches a ride on a helicopter to both places. Now, chances are, I mean, he should be dead. Just one of those, you know, the fickle parts of combat. In that the God who governs the flight of metal through the air decided that he wouldn't take Galloway. And these things are insane. You know, he's talking about napalm strikes that he sees soldiers getting hit by the napalm because they're so close. That kind of stuff. But what's really interesting is, the NVA talk about, I think he's ultimately becomes a general. He's a lieutenant, and he talks about the shattering effect of what happened to them in combat with the United States. And that they learned that you have to get him by the belt buckle and get him close. If you don't, you'll be annihilated. And then the psychological effect. We had guys who wouldn't get out of their hammocks. We had guys writing poetry, blah, 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 blah. And so, so you see the two problems. We can't really find them very well, right? We can't. They're pretty good at moving, at infiltrating, massing, and they're, if they don't get us tight and close right away, they're dead, which is their problem. but their view of this conflict is a much longer view than ours. So I thought last night was awesome. One of the more pointed points comes at the end when Carl Marlanis comes on. And if you watch it, you'll see, and maybe I'll play the Marlanis cut for you. But, yeah, DirecTV, man. I will play it for you. And at the, Marlanis talks about at the end, and he doesn't appear in the whole, he doesn't appear in the whole episode. He only appears at the end. And he talks about the betrayal because they knew, and he says McNamara knew, and again, no relation, in 65 that it wasn't winnable. So Marlanis says essentially, I can forgive the Eisenhower Kennedy roll up and maybe misguided idealism and I can forgive initial policy failure, right? Misguided policy. What I can't forgive is when they knew it wasn't winnable or they believed it wasn't winnable, that they didn't turn around and do the right thing. So we'll talk to Bob Nielsen about that. And what you're the time period that we're talking about now is I believe when Nielsen 1965, Nielsen's in Vietnam 66, 67. So it's in his lead up to go to Vietnam. So we'll talk to him. After we talk to him, we'll do Senate Armed Service Committee and then I had a Marine officer send me a link. Mac, have you heard these guys? And it's a dude called Commander Salamander. And so I said no. So I checked out the podcast, and they're Navy guys who do a podcast, and they've been doing it for a few years. Anyway, I pinged them day before yesterday, and said, hey, come on the show and make us smart about the surface Navy and all this shit. And he said, okay. But he has a day job, so he's, when can he fit it in? And then yesterday, and I think you won't hear it. But in the Senate Armed Service Committee, the Commander Salamander website comes up. Something that got posted in 2008. And, what a hoot. And so, yeah, last night when I was listening to something, they put on a new post. Hey, we got mentioned in the Senate Armed Service Committee. We're legit. And so, pretty funny. So we'll do that and then we'll talk to Phil Smith. So that's this morning. That's today. Good morning to you. A lot of stuff going on in the news. World continues to go crazy. And, that's our world. Good luck to us. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. Some days I need to be motivated, and I don't know why. Some days I like this song a lot more than others. Today, I'm liking this song.
Come on, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
A lot of interesting news related to the Department of Defense.
Badly burned in a fiery freak accident tonight. A
mostly cloudy and 75 degrees in Quantico. Sunny and 80 at Camp Lejeune. Granbury, Texas, mostly cloudy and 81. Big Timber, Montana, mostly sunny and 46. Cold. 29 Palms is cold. Sunny and 63. Pendleton, mostly cloudy, 69. Okinawa, dark. Yeah, dash 2. In Okinawa right now. Cloudy, dark, and 81 degrees. Rock has cooled off. Sunny and 98. Marja, cooler yet still. Clear, dark, and 83 degrees. In the land of the poppy. And I don't mean poppy-type daddy. I mean poppy-type opium. Yeah, don't get confused. I know it gets confusing. Currently at the home of Allmarine Radio, 65 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Looking for a high today of 75. That's right. Winds are calm. Tonight down to 66. Tomorrow, showers and 72. And then on Friday, sunny and 74. This is a good saxophone right here. Junior Walker and the All-Stars, in case you don't know. I want to play this news report, so let me get through the stupid-ass commercial that we are all subjected to before we can watch anybody's news these days, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get Bob Nielsen on, and we'll talk about last night's episode. Vietnam guys are, in my opinion, they're in two groups. Either they're not watching it, or they're riveted to it, and they pass judgment every day. And to me, what I see so far is balance in it. And there's certain things that I find interesting because Vietnam is such a pregnant topic and there's so much information about it. I mean, I don't know if at some point he will, but heretofore, Burns has not gone down the rabbit hole of the whole relationship between the Joint Chiefs, the President, and the Secretary of Defense, which was horrible and detailed in H.R. McMaster's book. So it's interesting to see what the things he can and can't do in the series because so much information about Vietnam. All right. This interview is from a mother whose son was in that AAV incident. So. We'll listen to this. We'll take a break. Holy shit.
Escaping the fireball that injured 15 troops.
10 News reporter Emily Thode is live.
This is Channel 10 out of San Diego.
Tonight, and Emily, you spoke to the mother of one of these injured Marines.
Yeah, she says some of the Marines have been released. Others still in the hospital, badly burned.
It made my heart hurt to see him, for sure, you know, with his face all burnt and knowing that how bad burns hurt.
G.R. Kuntz is the mother of Sam Kuntz, one of the 15 Marines burned when their amphibious assault vehicle caught fire during training at Camp Pendleton. This photo, posted to social media, shows flames engulfing the vehicle in a ditch.
He's burnt on his face and his ear and his hand.
We spoke with JR by phone from her home in Washington. She just got home from UCSD Medical Center and being by Sam's bedside.
It was really comforting because there was like 8 Marines there in uniform, and they had stood with him all night. They don't ever leave him alone.
Sam is now out of the hospital.
He seems to be healing pretty well.
Her son posted on Facebook he has second and third degree burns to his face, but won't have permanent scars. Sam wrote, the vehicle, called a track, exploded and the track caught fire. Me and my squad exited out multiple ways, some being injured more than others. Me and some of my squad mates got out and went back to pull the rest of our brothers out that couldn't do it for themselves for various reasons. Sam also asked people to pray for the Marines who are badly injured.
It's just kind of a traumatic thing, I think, when you go through something like that.
And a charity called 1st Battalion, 1st Marines Newport Beach is paying for the hotel and the airfare of all the families to visit with these injured Marines here in San Diego. If you'd like to donate to them, we have a link on our website, 10news.com. Click under the red button. Back to you.
How about that? Yeah, you can check that out. I think it's J.R. Kuntz on Facebook. I'll get that link. Yeah, J.R. Kuntz. If you check it out on Facebook, he's a Marine, and he posts a picture of himself. And you can go ahead and check it out. So anyway, who knows if his page is open or whatnot, but interesting stuff. All right, we're gonna take a break. Bob Nielsen, set to join us next as we continue. Don't touch that dial. He will be interesting, trust me.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.